USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the kid crisis continues at the border with Mexico, Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan has just said that the U.S. House will be voting on a bill tomorrow that would keep families together at the border. Speaking at a Capitol briefing, Ryan said immigrant children must not be separated from their parents. He also said immigration laws will continue to be enforced. Republicans facing growing pressure about the separation policy. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell saying late yesterday,
"We hope to reach out to the Democrats and see if we can get a result, which means making a law and not just get into some kind of sparring back and forth."
Now, ABC News is citing House Republicans as saying President Trump has endorsed the more moderate of two immigration bills in the House. And this is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A mere look around the world today demonstrates that the council has failed in its stated objectives.
And with that, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday announced the U.S. is pulling out of the United Nations Human Rights Council. With him as he made the announcement, the ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
I want to make it crystal clear that this step is not a retreat from human rights commitments. On the contrary, we take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights.
The Trump administration also accuses the council of being hostile to Israel. Hundreds of passengers still stranded at Charlotte Douglas International Airport after a computer glitch grounded thousands of flights, as computer officials say the problem is inside the computer system at PSA Airlines, which is an American Airlines subsidiary. The issue leaving at least 200 travelers stranded in Charlotte. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Seattle's about to become the first city in the nation to ban plastic utensils and straws in restaurants, as a new city ordinance will take effect on the 1st of July. Backers of the ban say 500 million plastic straws go into the world's oceans every year and cause environmental damage. Star Trek Discovery debuted last fall on CBS All Access.
Let's keep the Klingons engaged so the burning powder can plant those sensors.
It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Now CBS Television Studios is making sure there will be plenty more Star Trek content to come in the near future. Executive producer Alex Kurtzman, whose deal was up with CBS Television Studios this year, has signed a massive 5-year extension. In that deal, he's to oversee the development of new Star Trek series, miniseries, and other Star Trek content, including animation. Captain Kirk would be pleased
to see him.
And down here on Earth, Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson has announced this morning that the coffee giant is closing 150 of its locations in the United States. The move coming after performance growth was 3 times lower than forecast. The company is saying the closures will be in major metro areas. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.